Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Say, God's fitting me,
with complete goodness.
I'm being outfitted with every good thing to do all manner of good works. That's my call. That's what I was made for. That's what you were made for. Not to just sit around and wait to die. Not sit around and beg and hope somebody will notice me and do something good for me.
Come on. No, sir.
If you're a baby and you don't know any better, well, okay, but you don't stay there.
No.
Learn how to not be dependent on other people.
Yes.
Oh, I don't need to tell them. I believe for myself. I'll just pray the Lord will hear my prayer. I'll just sow a seed. I'll get this. Is that right?
Yes.
Next thing you know, instead of you being the one needing, you're the one feeding.
Yes.
Instead of you being the one down, hallelujah. You're the one flowing with the good. Oh, somebody say, that's me, that's me, that's me. 2 Timothy 2:21. 2 Timothy 2:21. If a person keeps himself free from defilement, he'll be a vessel set aside for honorable use by the master of the house, and he'll be fit and ready for every kind of good work. God's fitting me. He's preparing me. He's equipping me to do good things. God gave us buildings so we could do good things. We could have good service, like this good meeting last week. Is that right? Given us a word production center so we could produce good materials and send good things around the world. Is that right? God's given us money so we could help buy boats and trucks and, and go to people that's not going to church. Well, send church to them. Glory to God.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
We see that. People that hadn't heard about Jesus. All of these things are outfitting and equipping with goodness.
Right.
Oh, God wants to pour more goodness on your life.
Yes,
more and more goodness. Somebody say goodness.
Goodness,
every good work,
every good
thing.
Thank you, Lord.
In 1 Timothy 6:17, put it on the screen for us. We're going to make a little adjustment in our thinking right now. 1 Timothy 6:17, read it out loud with me. Charge them that are rich in this world. Now, does the rest of it say to get rid of them old riches? Because you say you can't serve God like that?
No.
No. It just says, don't be hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Don't have your nose in the air. Don't, right? Don't get snooty. High-minded. Don't trust in the money. How many know there's all kind of things money can't buy? But you trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Keep reading. Read verse 18. That they what?
Good.
Who's he talking to?
Us.
Back up to verse 17. Who's he talking to? Them that are rich in this world. Now you need to say, yeah, I have to watch that. How many Christians read that and they read it like it has no application to them at all? Well, that ain't me. That's them rich folks. And yet the Bible said Jesus was made poor. Huh? So that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. It's the same language that he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses and carried our pains so that we could be healed. He became sin with our sin so we could be made the righteousness of God. You don't need another dollar in your hand to be rich. If you'll believe it, hallelujah, and begin to say it and look for it, it'll begin to come.
Yes.
What's rich? It's not a dollar amount. It varies from person to person, but it is abundance in your life to do everything that you need to do, full of goodness, full of good works. You can pay this off. You can pay that bill. You can take care of this. You can send this one to do that. You can underwrite this. You can support this ministry and this. Oh, come on. Are you listening? This is God's call on your life.
Yes, sir.
Every believer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes.
But you have to stop being lazy.
Amen.
And not having any of it. Well, I'm retired.
No.
From God?
No.
You retired from God?
No, sir.
Uh-uh. No, you don't retire from service until you breathe your last or the trumpet sounds. How will I know? That's how you'll know. You breathe your last, you slip out of your body, then you rest from your labors, or the trumpet sounds. Either way, it's not confusing. You'll know. Till then, you work. You serve the Lord. Hallelujah. You believe for a life full of good things, and you do good things. You bless. People see the blessing in your life, and you're able to be a blessing. Hallelujah. That they do good. That they be rich in good works. Why would you want to be rich? Most of the church doesn't think you should be. But the Lord didn't say you just had to pile it all up on yourself and keep everything. In fact, He told us different. Let it flow in. Let it flow out. Somebody say, let it flow in. Let it flow out. You know the good thing about that? If you're a pipe, if you're a conduit, that is large volumes are flowing in and large volumes are flowing out. Well, your pipe's always full. I said it's always, while it's flowing in, while it's flowing, it's always full. Say it out loud, rich in this world.
Rich in good works
is God's will for me. 2 Corinthians 9. Turn there too, please. 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. He said, this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Nobody's making you do it. Nobody's pulling on you to do it. You do it because you want to. You do it because you're glad to. You never had so much fun. Am I telling the truth for anybody that's done any of this? You never had so much fun as letting God use you. Somebody's under pressure financially, but they're believing God, and the Lord taps you on the shoulder, and you got the means to go over there and fix it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's paid for, it's done, and the pressure goes away. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody's been desiring something for years and years and years, and the Lord prompts you and put the ability in your hand, and you cause their dream to come to pass. Hallelujah. Right. You are an answer to prayer. It don't get any more fun than this. Doesn't get any more exciting. I'd rather do this than eat when I'm hungry. Or sleep when I'm tired. Have you tasted any of this? If you haven't, friend, you need to. If you're bored and life is dull to you, this is the fix. This is it. This is the fix. Quit sitting around thinking about what I want. What I don't have. Nobody will come see me. But when they do, you just tell them about what you want. And you just tell them about how nobody comes see you, even though they're there. So what are they thinking while you're telling them, griping about how come they hadn't been to see you? They're thinking about how it's going to be longer before you see me. Right? It's no fun. Nobody wants to hear all this down in the mouth, sad sack, feel sorry for me stuff. There's no desire there to do any good for anybody else. God loves a cheerful. Somebody say cheerful. Giver. Keep reading. Verse 8. And God is able. Oh, man. This is the definition of prosperity right here. This is it. You won't find a better definition of prosperity and abundance, God, the God kind, than right here. God is able. Anybody believe God is able? Able to do what? Make all grace abound. Hallelujah. Abound towards you. To what end? To the end, to the result that you are always having all sufficiency in all things. Why? Why? So you can abound to every good work. Now, before you can abound, you have to be abounded on. Before you bound on them, God's got to abound on you. Before you can pour out good things on them, you got to receive good things from Him. It's not humility to say, well, I don't care. I don't care. You know, if I got a little bite to eat and that's all I care. Just give me a little log cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Honey, if there is a log cabin up there, it ain't going to be any little dumpy anything. How many stand in my Father's house? Are many mansions. Mansions. Agree with the Bible.
Amen.
Agree with the Lord.
Yes.
He's good. Yes. He's big. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And He wants to demonstrate His love in the earth through you, through me, by pouring out His goodness in us and on us and through us and giving us ability. Hallelujah. I'm believing for ability.
Right.
Are you believing with me? We've been believing and we have ability.
Yes.
Aren't we thankful? Phyllis said, this church 3 years old.
Yes. Wow.
We hosted this conference this past week. Hallelujah. Didn't even ask anybody for a budget. Did you hear that? Did you hear anything said about a budget? Didn't need to. Prepared all these 5-star meals for all these folks. Didn't charge them a dime. Nobody got a bill at the end of the night. Nobody got a bill. We're sending these messages around the world. Hallelujah. That's ability. Somebody say ability. Ability. Abounding ability.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.